ABC Radio Australia.
There are murmurs of unhappiness among some groups in Fiji after the announcement this year that a drastically reduced daylight saving period. Fijians will wind their clocks forward by 1 hour on the 20th of December before winding them back less than a month later. It's around a month shorter than the same period last year, and as Nick Fogarty reports, it adds another chapter to the strange history of Pacific time.
The announcement of a daylight saving period of less than a month by Fiji's employment minister was greeted with confusion and scepticism by many on social media. As one commenter replied, "I will vote for whatever politician that promises to get rid of this silly practice," while another said, "What does this do for the economy? Nothing." On the other side, one commenter said it was a good development. Managing Director of Fiji's Nandraki Weather Service, Neville Coop, says like most places around the world, daylight saving has both its supporters and its detractors in Fiji.
There's equal numbers who are pro and equal numbers who are against. And I think what the Fiji government's tried to do is sort of sit on the middle of the argument, but in the process they've come out looking a bit foolish by implementing a policy that's going to see daylight saving for just 3 weeks. It's a lot of rigmarole and hassle for basically the Christmas New Year period.
The president of the Nandi Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Dr. Ram Raju, says he would favour a longer daylight saving period.
We have never been against this idea of daylight saving hours, as it used to give us more daylight hours to do backyard gardening as well as engaging in exercises. And for that reason, I think majority of our members were in favour of it.
Fiji's government says it's reduced this daylight saving period because of the COVID-19 pandemic and interruptions to the school year. But as Neville Coop says, the initial introduction of daylight saving in Fiji in anticipation of the new millennium may have created more problems than it solved.
Daylight saving only came to Fiji in 1999, notionally as a way to move the time zone forward an hour and thus become the first country in the world to see in the new millennium. That didn't work because other countries did the same thing, Kiribati and Tonga and so forth. So daylight saving's hung around in Fiji ever since then, and it's been a source of controversy every year.
Neville Coop also says the unique global position of Fiji, close to the equator, straddling two time zones and near the international dateline, can make things even more confusing.
Now, Fiji sits right on the extreme edge of its particular time zone. So, notionally, part of the country should be in the next time zone. But, of course, that doesn't work. Everyone wants to be at the same time, so we adopt the UTC plus 12. But we could equally be UTC plus 13 or UTC minus 11 is what it should be. It's the same time, but just a day earlier. And that's why time in our part of the world has always been a complex thing, because we straddle this date line, the line where the day changes but time doesn't.
Time has been a puzzling concept in the Pacific since the 19th century, when English missionaries made their home in Tonga. Neville Coop says he was told an apocryphal tale that the missionaries failed to realise the date line passed between Fiji and Tonga, and they were celebrating Sunday church services on the wrong day for decades. Back in the present, though, he says that unpredictable changes to daylight saving and time zones could have negative flow-on effects for a country like Fiji.
Making arbitrary and last-minute changes to these things has consequences. And I can imagine now that there must be airline schedulers around the world tearing their hair out trying to work out whether flights already booked. Probably not so much this year because there's not many flights at all. But if this was done in a normal year of travel, there would be all sorts of angst from travel agents and so forth, because these things have real impacts on scheduling flights in and out of a country.